Chapter 39. Today's learning is sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi. Food from Hashem. In our last lesson, the Chovos HaLevavos reassured us that the Baal Bitachon is guaranteed his food in all situations, at all times, until the end of his life. And he quotes Tehillim, Hashem Rei Lo Echsa, Hashem is my shepherd, I shall not lack. And someone internalizes this certainty. He lives life on a different level, as these stories demonstrate. Before the First World War, the great rabbi known as the Alter Novartek ran a network of yeshivas in Europe. When the war broke out, he was forced to take his students and hide out in the forest. Having no provisions, they lived day to day. One day they had no food whatsoever. They were starving, so they prayed, learned, and proceeded as if it were Yom Kippur. The next morning they still had no food. They prayed Shacharis with Kavana as if it were day two of Yom Kippur. Later, still without food, they prayed a mincha that could pierce the heaven. There was still no food in sight. Then, as the sun set on their second day without food, they saw a truck driving by loaded with potatoes. When the truck hit a bump in the road, two sacks of potatoes fell off the truck. They waited until nightfall and scampered onto the road to collect the potatoes. They cooked potato soup for the whole yeshiva, and Baruch Hashem, everyone was fed. The Baal Bitachon could be stuck in the forest without food, and yet he'll be fed. He knows that Hashem is my shepherd, I shall not lack. There's also a deeper lesson in the story that we will just touch upon. Once the students were fed, they prayed Marer, but it wasn't the same level of the fiery tefillah that they prayed when they were hungry. The author of Nevorah chided them for that, telling them that they had given up their marv for a sack of potatoes. Their prayers had been so exalted when they were hungry, but then, when they finally got the potatoes, they couldn't maintain that intensity. These stories are not confined to the past generation. We see Hashem caring for the Baal Bitachon in every era, including our own. In my book, Embrace Shabbos, I related a story about a man in America in the 1930s who had been contemplating working on Shabbos because Shabbos observers were not hired. He was walking along thinking about how there was no food in his home. He then noticed a perfectly clean, intact loaf of bread just sitting on top of a garbage can. He took the loaf as a sign from Hashem and never went to work on Shabbos. He said, Hashem, if I can find food on a garbage can, I will never work on Shabbos. Right after that, he found an employer who let him work on Sunday instead of Shabbos. One Motzei Shabbos, a woman told me, and when she first heard that story, she was a little squeamish about the food coming from a garbage can, and she had wondered, do these things really happen? That Friday, she wanted to bake challah but couldn't. Later in the day, during a Bikur Cholim visit, the woman she was visiting mentioned that a certain chesed organization had sent her challah for Shabbos, and she received too many. They were wrapped in cellophane and ribbon. The lady offered them to her visitor. The woman thought of the story and realized it was Hashem sending her challah wrapped up with a ribbon. Hashem hand delivers just what we want or need, but we have to recognize these instances. When we do, we strengthen ourselves with the secure knowledge that He's always there, taking care of us. Now, there's a famous story, it's a quick, short story, about a man who's looking for a parked space in an airport. And he can't find one, and he's about to miss his flight, and he looks up to Hashem and says, Hashem, please, give me a space, and I promise I'll daven with a minyan every single day. And right after he says that, somebody pulls out of the parking space, freeing up the space for this person. And this person stops and looks up to Hashem. Instead of saying thank you, he says, ah, Hashem, never mind. I found the space myself. If we open up our eyes, we'll realize and recognize that the challah, gift wrapped from Hashem, is for you. That the space being left available is the gift from Hashem for you. But if we don't try to recognize these things, then it just looks like, hey, this lady had extras. Hey, this guy just pulled out. Let us try to recognize that all of these things happen to be happening for us at the perfect time because Hashem is making sure it happens perfectly for us at the perfect time.